All right. Woo!
Good job.
So you've been listening to Object Collection, doing a live version, a one-time-only modular version of, what's the name?
Problem Radicals. Yeah.
So we have a little bit of time left to talk to you guys about this. Jason, take it away.
So this is going to be opening as an actual live performance at PS 122 at the end of the month. And those listeners just tuning in, you can find out more about this at objectcollection.us or ps122.org. So why don't we talk a little bit about the visual component to this? So if somebody was coming in to see this as a performance, what is it that they'd see?
Well, we're actually working with a visual artist. Her name is Hannah Dougherty, and she's making an installation that is basically accumulating over the course of the performance run. So, and the actors or the vocalists are involved in making this installation. So every day they build a little bit more of it up, and by the end of the run, the whole room has been filled. So actually there's like a really big visual component to it. And there's other things involved in the room. There's large inflating tarps and a few personal blimps and other.
Video.
Yeah, and there's also a video component as well to the installation that's being done by a Berlin artist by the name of Daniel Kotter. And so that's also going along in the room as well.
So cool. So you had said before that it's modular. So does the show actually happen in a different sequence every night?
Yeah, every night it's they have basically these sort of armbands that look kind of like quarterback lists or whatever, and they refer to them every night because it's a totally different order. So what we heard tonight was a bunch of collection of arias, and they're also recitatives, and those just completely change every night. So
and the music is then also modular too, to sort of match that.
So. But it has a different score. So
yeah, different score than the two are not synchronized in any way.
Yeah, which makes all kinds of different sort of arrangements and resonances and everything every night.
Cool. So how do you guys, when you're putting the show together, how do you guys work? Like, what is your process like when you're actually creating? Like, is it words first, music first, both at the same time?
I mean, we started with some basic conceptual ideas about what the piece was going to be, and then I write the text, and then Travis composes it. So,
yeah, I mean, it usually comes. I mean, the words come first, and then I'll set a bunch of it, and then we see how it works, and you know, some stuff gets thrown out. But I mean, usually, yeah, words first, music second.
And I was curious about the text because it felt like, in a lot of ways, you said you write it. It feels like it's referring to sort of found aesthetic, at least. So how do you go about determining what the coherent sort of center is of the text?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's all found text collaged from different sources. Sometimes it's sort of one aria is like one sort of found text, and other times it's like multiple texts sort of put into one. And I mean, but I basically was collecting things from... you know, I guess the center would be that I was just collecting texts based on the idea of, you know, radicalism and what I see as, you know, I mean, historical examples of American radicalism and through the 60s or even back to like the founding of the country versus more like contemporary civic activism. And so it's coming from all kinds of sources, but it's all sort of related to that idea, but also like sort of radical posing, like there's, you know, references to rock and roll and those kinds of things too. So.
And then how about the vocal parameters? So I'm curious about this as like an experimental opera form in terms of this idea of like working with the vowel shape of, mm-hmm. you know, kind of pushing speech into something that feels like an embodied form of speaking that pushes towards singing but isn't singing. And so I was wondering about like how you created the form that they used in terms of the sort of sliding through the vowel sounds. And
mm-hmm. I mean that was when I wrote it, I mean, I was just using I was just trying to come up with as many different ways as I could to you know, write vocal music. I mean, this is kind of a compendium of like all the ways I could come up with to write for them to sing. I mean, I think for me it's singing. And I mean, it's based in other things and it has other traditions, but I mean, like, fundamentally, I mean, like, they are using their voice and they're not speaking, so it's something else. I mean, of course, you know, I mean, a label is what a label, but I mean, it's you know, for better or for worse, you might as well just call it singing. But I mean, yeah, it, you know, there's a large, you know, it's all notated. I mean, nothing is, everything is firmly set, but using like very unconventional techniques, and these guys have been fantastic, you know, figuring out how to do it and come up with solutions for it.
And what does the notation look like? Is it an original?
It's a mixture of graphic notation and sort of standard notations. I mean, there's some things that are lines. There's some things that are pitch depth. There's a lot of, like, specified speeds and rhythmic things. There's some things that sort of happen rhythmically, but then, like, the rest of it will be a different kind of thing. I mean, they'll change character of voice. I mean, this is all specified in the score. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and they're kind of having to react to it. I mean, it you know, it's not traditional vocal music by any stretch, but, I mean, yeah, there are antecedents for it, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Like what?
I mean, it comes out a lot of, I mean, I think a lot about, like, Christian Wolf, and I think a lot about Leo Smith, I learned a lot from, and, you know, there's a long catalog of experimental vocal practices, you know, some of them are composed, some of them are improvised, and this is just kind of trying to sort of collect them in a way.
And that's, by the way, I realized we forgot to identify who exactly we're talking to. And this is, it's Cara Feely, the writer-director of what you just heard, and Travis Just, the composer and also one of the performers of the piece.
And we also have to identify Trent here at the
yes.
board.
Thank you, Trent, our awesome engineer, the host of Sound and Safe, a great show that you can hear on Monday nights
here
in
FMU. Makes your heart
break. Yes.
Makes my heart break.
Yeah. It's a great, great show. And then, so how did you guys begin working together? How did you guys hook up?
Well, I don't know. I guess we started Object Collection in like 2004, but we've been working together before then. And we first started to work together on
we did a performance of Songbooks, which is a Junk Cage piece in Cologne together as a duo thing, and that was kind of like the first sort of performative thing we did, which actually, you know, has a lot to do with this kind of vocal writing, you know. And
yeah, and from there we sort of had the idea that we would find a company that would be both theater and music, and that would be trying to create pieces that were sort of firmly between the two, you know, disciplines. So all of the works that we've done have had a very, very heavy sound component, and been very theatrical. So it's, yeah, we've been doing stuff ever since. We do a variety of different kinds of things. Sometimes we have, you know, more sort of like theatrical style shows that have longer runs, and then we also do like one-off concerts. But usually the work is all sort of interdisciplinary,
yeah,
regardless of the sort of format of the performance.
And do you work with the same ensemble every time, or do you vary it?
We have regulars, but I mean, you know, it's hard. I mean, especially in this city and in this kind of a community where people are, you know, and also like most of the people that you heard and most people we work with, they all make their own work too. So, you know, then they get engaged in those things. I mean, you know, we do have a stable of people that we work with a lot, but, you know, everybody's very busy with their own projects as well. And so, you know, that takes them out of orbit sometimes. So, you know, it is a flux like everything in town. So.
And that says your style evolved or changed a lot as you've done. How many shows have you guys done?
Shows like this. I mean, this would be like the fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, we do tons of like, you know, gallery performances in smaller spaces, mm-hmm. and loft things and things like this.
Travis and I sometimes perform as a duo.
Yeah,
as well.
We're doing some shows in Japan in June where we're just performing duo.
Okay,
yeah, we do that as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it's changed a bit. It seems, I mean, I guess this is the first time we've ever had a band or, you know,
yeah,
a group of musicians playing.
I mean, it's gotten more dense and more complex as it's gone on, because, you know, we figure out how we're able to do that, and we figure out also a vernacular that the performers can use, you know, and as we kind of like, you know, figure like, oh, they can do this, oh, well, next year, you know, wait until they see what we do next year, like, you know, then we can like up the ante even more, and sort of like, you know, to a point where you have something that's as intricate, you know, vocally and musically as this, you know. I mean, if anything, it just gets, you know, thicker and thicker and thicker, so.
And is that, are the musicians that you worked with, are they, do they come from like a rock background, or are
they come from a wide variety, but they come from a New York City background. I mean, they can play whatever you throw at them. And, you know, I mean, yeah, they play rock and roll. They play, you know, new experimental music. They can play improvised stuff. I mean, you know, and I mean, that's just the kind of person that's required to do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for being on for coming on to the show and performing live. So let's talk a little bit about the show opens on April 24th.
Yeah.
Right? That's at PS122 mm-hmm. in Manhattan.
And we have a link on our playlist page for
yep.
that.
Yeah, you can get information at ps122.org or at objectcollection.us. So